Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, our halacha topic from Dav Zayin is the question of whether our avenues today, our big public avenues, do they have a din of a Rishus Harabim, and or, for that matter, do they even have a din of Mevos, HaMefuloshos, L'Rishus Harabim. What we will discuss today is the Shita of the Chazon Ish. Yesterday on Dav Vav, we presented the position of Rav Moshe Feinstein, which emerged from that Gemara. Today, in the context of a Mavli HaMefulosh, which comes up on Dav Zayin, we will present the position of the Chazon Ish, which is quite different than the position of Rav Moshe Feinstein. The Gemara on the bottom of Zayin Amid Aleph, 10 lines from the bottom, tells us that if we have a Mavli that opens into a Rishus HaRabim, if you have a Mavli that opens up into a Sratya on one side and a Sratya or other, opens up to a Platya on one side and a Platya to another, so then in such a case, it's considered Mavos HaMafulashos, the Rishus HaRabim, and then according to the Shita Beis Hillel on the bottom of Vav Amid Aleph, you need to make a Delas on one of the sides to close the third side. Yesterday we pointed out that Rav Moshe Feinstein also said from the Gemara on Dav Vav Amid Aleph is Mashma that our cities today, according to the most lenient opinion that requires 600,000 people, many municipalities today have 600,000 people, and many of our cities qualify as a Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa, and a Tzurah HaPesach would not be acceptable, as the Gemara on Vav Amid Beis describes. Those two issues the Chazon Ish disagrees with in Simin Kuv Zayin Sif Katan He. Says the Chazon Ish, it could very well be that today we do not have a Mavui HaMefulosh L'Rishus HaRabim. You have a Mavui that's closed on two sides, like, let's take a street, let's take between Amsterdam and Broadway and 84th Street, where my wife and I lived, and we tried to do a little bit of our Batzis Torah in the fascinating town of New York City. So you have 84th Street that's opening up to Broadway. There was a big discussion in the Poskim whether Broadway was considered mefulosh. By the way, let's for a moment think about 84th Street opening up to Broadway Avenue. That Broadway is very broad. Let's argue it has 16 amos. So that might be a mavui hamefulosh l'rishus harabim. However, the Chazon Ish had an ingenious point already not only applies to New York City, but applied to Vilna as well. The Chazon Ish points out that most municipalities, you have houses that line the avenues. Not in the time of, like in the time of the Chazal, where there were many empty gaps and empty spaces. Usually what you had was you had a dense area of a few chatzeros that opened up to a mavui, which opened to a Rishus HaRabim. That Rishus HaRabim was a public domain, didn't have buildings and homes on the Rishus HaRabim itself. The Rishus HaRabim of Nahar Dah was very different than Broadway, where the Rishus HaRabim of Broadway has massive stores as well as massive high-risers where people live. If you think about it, points out the Chazon Ish, just draw it on your paper, 84th Street, opening up to Broadway, and just draw the houses on 84th Street and Broadway. And if you take a look, what you have is three mechitzos if you're going down 84th Street and closing it with Broadway, because what you have is more houses than open spaces. That's called Oymed Meruba Ala Paretz. Says the Chazon Ish, it's true that Broadway might be a Rishus HaRabim, but at the end of the day, even if Broadway is a Rishus HaRabim, it's a Rishus HaRabim that's surrounded by mechitzas. So let's first go to Dav Zayin Amid Aleph. In Zayin Amid Aleph, we talk about a Mavui that's opened to two different Rishus HaRabims on either side. There weren't a set of buildings on the edge of the Rishus HaRabim. It was just an open Rishus HaRabim. If that's so, then you would not be able to carry unless you closed with doors that Mavui. However, according to Chazon Ish's logic, the edge of the Rishus HaRabim, Broadway, also has buildings that are surrounding it. If it has buildings that are surrounding it, then it's also closed. A Rishus HaRabim that's Nu'ulos, like the Gemara on the Vav Amid Beis says, you're allowed to carry, and that's how they were able to carry in Yerushalayim once upon a time, and that's how they carry in Yerushalayim Mir HaKodesh to this day, especially the Old City. If that's so, then, number one, our Gemara of a Mavui being open on two sides requiring mechitzos doesn't apply, A. And of greater significance, the Chazon Ish comes out in a very different place than Rav Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal. The Chazon Ish comes out that you will almost never today in a developed city have a Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa. Because if you calculate how much of the spaces are really open, you almost always have Oymid Meruba Ala Paritz. If you have Oymid Meruba Ala Paritz, then in such a case, the area is considered as surrounded by Mechitzos, and therefore the open area could simply be closed by a Tzuras HaPesach if the Pirtza is Yeser Meeser, if the gap is greater than 10. So here we see a totally different approach of the Chazon Ish to Rav Moshe. What would Rav Moshe say to the Chazon Ish's rayas about the buildings? I do not know. We see how this applies to our Gemara, that clearly, according to the Chazon Ish, there would be no need today in most Muvos, 84th Street, that has buildings open to it, and opens up to two avenues, maybe both of them, one would have thought are Rishus HaRabim, and therefore Tzuras HaPesach cannot be constructed. According to the Chazon Ish, it would not be a problem to construct the Tzuras HaPesach. Rav Moshe Feinstein disagreed vehemently. He felt that these cities, Manhattan, could very well qualify as Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa, and we pointed out that Rav Moshe said the entire city becomes a Rishus HaRabim. Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chaim. We see the great Shitas HaPoskim in Halacha from the day of the Daf and Daf Vav, as well as on Daf Zayin, presented two different approaches by two of the great Poskim, and we see how it emerges from the Minei Ubei of the Gemara itself. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the Halacha from the daily Daf on Daf Zayin. May we be Zocha to be Mekayim, not only the technical Halachos of Erevin, but the idea that we all join together in the Rishus HaYachid of Klal Yisrael, as was during Kabbalah Satayra, Vayichan Shem Yisrael Keneged Ahar, Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad, which is the essence of also of the Erev Chatzeros, to join together as one Mishpacha.